What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
It's always a pleasure to have you join us. We have so much of importance to share with you today. And remember, this is the top of the hour, and we are a three-hour program. So if you have to leave us at any point, if for whatever reason you lose us, then go to sabrams.com, that's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, or travelers411.com, and you'll find every show archived forever and ever, and every show podcast for a year, so you can download us and take us with you wherever you're going. And if you put in to the search box at sabrams.com or travelers411.com, the subject you're interested in, the destination, the people, whatever, the brand, you'll get links to anything we've ever done. Audio, photos, blogs, links to the relevant websites, all of it. And that's all really important information for you to have. We always do at this time of the year a visit to bring you up to date on what you need to know about having a passport, getting a passport, what you need to go traveling with. And this is the time of the year that you better be focused on it, because if you wait too much longer, the passport offices get very crowded with all the last-minute people who realize, oh, I want to leave the U.S. borders this summer, and suddenly there's this big rush hour jam going on that'll take longer for you to get your passport. So we want to talk about it now to motivate you to get up and do it. And we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The versatile Seth MacFarlane joins Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Orchestra in a swinging symphonic serenade of classic songs from the 40s and 50s. Sunday, July 10th. His rich baritone voice is infectious, reflecting his love of the great American songbook. MacFarlane is a creator, writer, director, and singer at the forefront of today's popular media, garnering 2 Emmy Awards, 2 Grammy Award nominations, and an Academy Award nomination for his work in television, music, and motion pictures. Buy tickets now at Tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
It's very nice to go traveling to Paris, London, and Rome. It's oh so nice to go traveling.
I also want to remind you, if you're listening for the first time and you are driving around somewhere, or you're at home and you're in your office, wherever you are, and later you think, oh, gee, I would like to follow up on this or that, and I don't even remember that lady's name, just go to Google, put in radio show, travel expert, and you'll find I pretty much dominate that sector of media broadcasting, so you'll be able to click right through the sites, and you can't lose me. You could try, you just can't. I have on the line with me Brenda Sprague, who is a yearly guest with us at least once a year. Brenda is Deputy Assistant Secretary for Passport Services at the Bureau of Consular Affairs, which is a department within the U.S. Department of State. And it is a pleasure. As you know, I like to have the real experts, the people who do the job, not the people who talk about the people who do the job. And so it's a pleasure to have you with us, Brenda. What's new that we need to know about this year?
Well, what's new is we are approaching the 10-year anniversary of the infamous passport search. And that means that all those passports we issued in 2006, 7, and 8, comes up to about 53 million passports. They are about to expire. And in addition to that, we are seeing a double-digit increase in first-time applicants. So we are looking to be very, very busy for the next 3 years, and we want to make sure that everyone who is entitled to a passport is able to get one in time to do their trip.
Well, now, I think it's really important point that you bring up, because sometimes people aren't aware that while your passport is valid, if you are an adult, for 10 years, 6 months before the expiration date of your passport, you're going to have a problem in many cases, not in all cases, but don't rely on those few cases where you won't have a problem, leaving the country if you only have 6 months left on your passport.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And I'd add to that, you want to have two visa pages blank, because some countries require that in order to give you an entry visa. But what I would say, it's not a problem leaving the United States with respect to the U.S. government. It is a problem with being admitted to the foreign country, and the airlines enforce that on behalf of the foreign countries. So that's why you can't board your airplane.
Right,
and it is a sad day indeed.
The reason the airlines enforce it, you see, and that's why it appears that you're not being allowed to leave the U.S.
That's exactly right.
It appears that way because when you step up to check in with the airline and at the airport, and they look at your passport and they see that you have less than 6 months or 6 months or less left until your passport expires, if they fly you somewhere and the folks at the other end look at your passport and say, well, you're not coming in because you have 6 months or less left on your passport, the airline is obligated to fly you home. And so even though you might have a ticket, you might have a ticket for a specific time and day and whatever, they've got to fly you home now.
That's right.
They've got to turn you around and get you out.
In many instances, the foreign country will also fine the airline. So the airline has every incentive to enforce that regulation.
So let us encourage everybody to go and take a look at your passport and see when it expires.
Absolutely.
And I did that. Mine was supposed to expire, I want to say, in April or June or something like that. I've forgotten what the expiration date was, but it was going to expire this year in the spring or early summer. And I renewed it back in August.
A very good decision.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't want to mess with that because we were coming too close to a six-month period. And mine was going to expire in August this year. And I had it renewed in September last year, so that I wouldn't have to deal with this nonsense. And, you don't want that to happen. You want to get up and go somewhere, and then you suddenly find out you can't go because of some date on your passport. That's silly. So, you have to go and get it done. It's just how it is. What's the deal these days with children? When my children were little, it was 3 years. And, with my daughter, we amended her to my passport. Can you still do that? Can you
imagine? No, you cannot. Everybody has their own passport.
It's so much smarter because the first passport that she was on was mine. And the problem with it, I realized while we were traveling, she was 18 months old. If something happened to me, if I died abroad or I got sick and couldn't move, if my husband would not have been able to take her out of the country because she was on my passport, not his. And I said, as soon as we go home, I'm getting her her own passport. So we got home. She was 18 months old. We got her her own passport. And that was then good for 3 years. So she was 4 and a half when her second passport, which was, her second passport presence, if you count the amendment to mine, expired. And so before she was 5, she was on her third passport.
That's a well-traveled child.
Oh, yeah.
Nowadays, Stephanie, it is a 5-year passport for children, and that's an important thing to remember because many times the parents will look at their own passports and say, well, we got them all at the same time. You actually have to check every single passport because the children are only 5 years. And the other thing about children's passports is that the parents must bring the child in person. You cannot renew a child's passport. And this is it's an inconvenience, but we do that to thwart child abduction, parental child abduction. So both parents must come, or the parent who is not coming must provide an affidavit, or if the other parent does not have custodial rights, the parent who does have custodial rights has to give us a certified copy of the custody decree. So getting a child's passport is a bit of an ordeal.
When you say, and we have about 30 seconds, when you say that they have to come, where are they going to?
They're going to a passport acceptance agent, a post office, or a clerk of courts, or if you have an emergency situation, to one of our agencies.
Okay, and you would find the list of where those locations are where?
On our travel.state.gov.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Come right back. Talking with Brenda Sprague, Deputy Assistant for Passport Service of the Bureau of Consular Affairs at the U.S. Department of State. Could we make that any longer? This is Stephanie Abrams. We'll be right back.
Just wander, but it's so much nicer. Yes, it's oh so nice to wander back. The mamsells and fräulein and the senoritas are sweet, but they can't compete 'cause they just don't have what the models have.
2016 Tanglewood season highlights include the Boston Symphony Orchestra concerts with current music director Andres Nelsons, the return of former music director Seiji Ozawa, Yo-Yo Ma, Seth MacFarlane and the Boston Pops Orchestra, plus Renee Fleming and many more. Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony, is located in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of western Massachusetts. For tickets and information, visit tanglewood.org. That's tanglewood.org.
We're America's railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak, enjoy the journey.
Rumors, Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustboro House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares. So visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group.
Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak.
We're America's railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak. Enjoy the journey.
Take good care of yourself, you
don't
do me.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have Brenda Sprague on the line with me. Brenda is the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Passport Services, the Bureau of Consular Affairs of the U.S. Department of State, which is far too much for anyone to have to say. But in any event, it is delightful to have you back again. We have
wonderful
you on
to be here.
We have you on at least once a year. I mean, you've really become a regular member of our family of contributors, so thank you for that.
My pleasure.
We were talking, if you've missed it, you can find it archived and podcast at sabrams.com. That's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, about traveling with children and the special needs related to their passports. And I'm wondering, you know, what other, are there any other special groups or things we ought to be thinking about, looking at, other than avoiding waiting and waiting and then finding out that the passport office is overwhelmed with a deluge of people who waited?
Well, I think that one of the best ways to make sure you get your passport in a timely manner is to make certain that you check everything that goes into your passport application so that we don't have to contact you and ask you for something additional.
Because
that can result in a lot of delays.
That's like your income tax. Don't forget to sign it.
Exactly. And don't forget to sign your passport application. It's the same rule. But the number one reason we return applications, and we don't return them actually, that we hold them up, is because of bad photos. And if you go to our website, travel.state.gov, we give what I think are very clear instructions as well as examples of what is a good photo and what is a bad photo.
So let's go through what is a good photo.
Well, a good photo is one that has a light-colored background. A good photo is one where the face, it's full face, where if you wear eyeglasses, they don't have a shadow or cast a shadow. You're not allowed to wear a hat. We would discourage you from wearing very elaborate jewelry because that can create a problem with facial recognition. And I'm not telling you that because I think people are a fraud. If, for example, you try to use the travel gates in Australia and New Zealand and your passport is distorted because you're wearing elaborate jewelry, then you're going to have to go to their secondary because you're not going to pass through. So facial recognition is used all around the world to facilitate travel, and you want to make sure that your picture is straightforward, neutral expression, and there's nothing that's going to distract the algorithm and cause you to be held up.
And, you know, I make a very firm recommendation. Many post offices not only have the applications and can deal with processing, accepting your passport application, or dealing with the renewal of a currently valid passport, many of the post offices can also take your photo and deal with that. If they don't, you might want to, my own personal recommendation is use a local photographer. Because this is going to be a picture that you're going to walk around with in your passport for 10 years. And wouldn't it be nice if you look the best you can look?
Amen.
Yeah, there are places. I actually, because the photographer was closed on the day when I wanted to go get everything wrapped up, I went to a pharmacy that does this sort of thing, and a lovely 17-year-old thought he knew how to do this, and I looked at these pictures. Honest to God, I look like a chipmunk. No matter, you know, he must have taken that picture 6 times, and he was completely disgusted with me. And it's not like, you know, in, I will put it in quotation marks, olden times when there was actually film involved. This is all digital. So it's not as if they're wasting rolls of film taking pictures that you're not happy with. And finally, you know, I said to him, I'm just not happy with this. And he looked at me like I was a crazed person. And there was something wrong with me. I said, no, I'm not carrying around this picture for the next 10 years because every time I look at it, it will make me unhappy. And so I waited for the next day when the local photographer's studio was open. And I want to tell you, he had the lighting already set up. He, you know, he pulled down a white screen. He knew what he was doing. 1, 2, 3, the pictures were taken. I had what I needed. I was out of there. And it wasn't like it was some bloody fortune. You know, because he was a photographer, it was all very reasonable, and I got it done. And whatever the costs are, when you amortize it over a 10-year investment, it's costing you peanuts.
Exactly.
And I'm exactly. So, and I'm very happy with my picture because I look like a happy person, not like a happy chipmunk and a member of Alvin's family. So, you know, we were talking earlier about traveling with children, and I want to bring up a subject that apparently is, I think, quite timely on other political levels, but is particularly timely for thinking about from the point of view of a pregnant woman who is traveling and who is out of the country with her passport. And maybe she is there visiting family. Maybe she is there studying. Maybe she's on assignment on some job, or she's a freelance writer or something, and she's in a place where she's going to be working on a project for some period of time. And while she is there outside of the U.S., this American citizen, valid passport carrying mother gives birth. What does she need to do in order to assure a passport for her child in order to get back home and to register that child so that it is seen from the first moments as an American citizen?
Well, first of all, we have to make certain that she is conveying citizenship to her child. There are some rather complex rules about when citizenship is conveyed, even by a U.S. citizen mother, and when it is not. So she will have to work with the consular section of the embassy in that country. But the go-to site for almost all of these questions remains our website, travel.state.gov, and it will be spelled out. But most specifically, she will need a certified copy of the child's foreign birth certificate. She will need her own passport. And in many instances, she will also need to be able to establish her periods of residence within the United States. And because rules are different, depending on whether or not the mother is unmarried, whether or not the father of the baby is also a U.S. citizen, all of this is very complicated and does not lend itself to quick answers. The family has to be prepared to present documentation that establishes their own claim to citizenship, their parental relationship with the child, and in many instances, they are also going to have to establish their own periods of residence in the United States, which they must meet a certain standard in order to convey citizenship to that child. So it is a somewhat complicated process, but we're very good at it. Our consular officers overseas know what they're doing, and they can generally give an answer to the family upon application.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Brenda Sprague, who knows what it's all about as it relates to U.S. passports. I love having experts on the air with me. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MY-TV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
That's 1-877-439-MY-TV.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge. charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Biz Talk Radio.
This weather report is brought to you by Jamaica Tourist Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north, coast-to-coast, calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and temperatures with the wind chill factor well below zero. The long-range forecast for Jamaica calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 83 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your winter breakaway in Jamaica now? Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
You.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have the delightful pleasure of having Brenda Sprague, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Passport Services from the U.S. Department of State's Bureau of Consular Affairs, with me. And she is on the line live from Washington, D.C. And we were talking in the commercial break about a special program called the Smart Travel Program and the Smart Travel Enrollment Program. And maybe you can give us some insights into what that's all about, Brenda.
We are very interested in having a record of people who are traveling abroad, not because we're following them around, but because when there is an emergency, we would like to be able to get in touch with them and let them know that things are, that what is happening and how they can be best protected against it. The perfect example would be after the tsunami and
Fukushima.
Exactly. And we were able to communicate with all the people with whom we're registered by mobile app and tell them it's okay, this is where you can get the, if you recall, they were using some medication at that time. We were able to communicate all of that very easily to people. They didn't have to be alarmed trying to get through on the phone line. And also, it's an excellent way for us to be able to reach out to them if their families back in the United States are frantic. And the program is very simple. If you are under the age of 30, you can sign up for it in 30 seconds. If you're my age, it might take a little longer to figure out how the computer works. But it is really a very simple, straightforward process. And you, the next time you go in, once you're registered, you just update your travel plans. And that way, we are able to reach out to you, and we are able to reach out to you on behalf of your family if they can't find you. But if I could just give one plug, it is this. If you are traveling and there is some situation like the tragic shooting in Paris, call home because your family is frantic. They will call us. They won't know where you are. That'll just heighten their anxiety. We have no idea how to find you. And if you just make that your simple rule, you'll give your families much greater peace of mind, and they'll be more supportive of your adventures.
Well, that's very good advice. So let's go back to the concept of registering with the United States Department of State for U.S. citizens traveling abroad to let everybody know there where you are. In case of emergency or need for evacuation. And you gave, we've discussed two good examples, one the tsunami in Thailand and the other the nuclear plant meltdown in Japan and Fukushima. I remember when the Japan incident happened, there were planes being sent to pick up and evacuate U.S. citizens. And there was a discussion then about, you know, being able to connect with people, find them, talk with them, let them know when and where these planes were going to be and where they had to be in order to be evacuated quickly. And, I mean, it makes all the sense in the world. And you never know. It's like insurance. You never, you know, one of the things insurance salespeople like to mention is you don't know when you're going to need it. I mean, an accident is something that's not planned.
Exactly. So. And speaking of insurance, on our website, travel.state.gov, we have a whole long list of companies that offer travel insurance, most specifically medical insurance. And you want to get that medical insurance, and you want to make sure there's a rider in case you have to be medically evacuated, because those costs start in the tens of thousands of dollars and are not normally covered by your health insurance program back home. They're very reasonably priced, and it should be one of the very first things you do when you plan your overseas trip.
Well, and you know, it's not a bad idea to have there's a company that's a membership company. It's not an insurance company. It's actually a membership company called Air Ambulance Card. And you sign up with them on a yearly basis, not just for a trip. And many of the people who sign up with them, Brenda, do it because they're going on some, I don't know, they're going to get in a rowboat down the Amazon or something. Or they're going, you know, they're going to climb Kilimanjaro. And, you know, they're going someplace, you know, on an African safari or something. And they're concerned that if something happens, they're going to want to be airlifted. Many travel insurance plans provide medical evacuation to the nearest approved facility. That doesn't mean approved by you. It means approved by them. And it may mean some jungle hospital somewhere, whereas these guys will take you wherever, you know, your doctor says you ought to be going. And so, you know, it's and you're right about the costs. I mean, if you have to come back from Asia, you're talking about well over $100,000. And coming back from Europe, it's probably in the 80 to 100, 120,000 range. Although that could, I don't know what, if anybody's lowered prices because oil prices have gone down. I haven't seen a fuel surcharge eliminated yet, you know, that was built into the price because fuel was so expensive, and now it's not so expensive as compared to what it was just a few years back. But it's just remarkable that when I've interviewed the people that are at the top of Air Ambulance Card, their comments were many people buy this, you know, buy into their program for a some exotic trip, and then they wind up needing to be evacuated from visiting grandma somewhere or from some ski trip where they got hurt on a motorcycle ride. So, you know, you really need to go and do your due diligence and pay some attention to it, because air evacuation, medical evacuation, is a very expensive proposition, and the chances are, if something happens to you while you're traveling, you really don't want to be far, you know, thousands or tens, 10,000 miles away from home. You want to be somewhere where you know the doctors and your family is there and your friends are there. People can support you and you're not in the middle of nowhere. No, that's a very good recommendation. So when you go to, as long as you have some basic level of computer savviness, you can go to travel.state.gov and look for the Smart Travel Enrollment Program. And then sign yourself in before you travel to your next out-of-the-country destination. Is that right?
That is correct. And it can be found on our landing page. And it is very easy to access, very easy to use. And let's hope you don't need it, but it's peace of mind.
Yeah, it's never a bad idea. And so now the other thing we were talking about in the commercial break was that apparently there are passport offices who have been asked of late if one needs a passport to fly domestically. Why is that?
There has been a great deal of media coverage recently, Stephanie, about the determination by the Department of Homeland Security that driver's license issued by some of the states do not meet the basic requirements of the Real ID Act, which was passed, I believe, in 2005. And it's been 11, 12 years, and it has never been fully implemented. And the Department of Homeland Security has worked with the states. About half of them are compliant, about half of them are not. And so the Department of Homeland Security, about 10 days ago, made a statement that the documents must be compliant by January of 2018, or they cannot be used as the means of identification for domestic airline flights. Now, 2018 is a while away. There's no reason for people to panic. You have plenty of time, first of all, for your state to become compliant or to get yourself a passport or a passport card. But that is what the controversy is about. No immediate need, but it is something you need to keep your eye on.
Well, you know, I travel everywhere and with my passport, and I use that as my form of identification. And there are a couple of reasons. One, it's like the Rolls Royce of documentation. So nobody's going to argue with your passport, whereas they may take a look at some document you present, such as a driver's license, and say, well, that's not sufficient for me. The other thing is that I never know when I'm going to get crazy and say I need to go someplace that's outside of our borders. So it's always nice to have your passport with you. I mean, it's just a nice thing to, you know, to have. You know, and I only put it in, you know, the vault, the safe cave under lock and key when I know I'm not going anywhere. You know, I'm home for a period of time or whatever. But even if I, you know, take a short jaunt into New York City or Boston or whatever, I'll take my passport with me. And, you know, I find that, you know, nobody's going to argue with my passport no matter where I go.
I agree, and it's a good practice, and I'm always surprised when I stand in line how many people are using it for domestic flights. It makes me feel good.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. We're talking with Brenda Sprague, and one of the things I want to talk about when we come back is the rise in the number of passport holders there are in the U.S. So stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams. When a dream appears. Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com. /rumors.
Ireland invites you to the Gulfibber Fiddler of a lifetime. Befuddled by Gulfibber Fiddler? I'll explain. It's what begins with a lively round of golf at Ballybunion and soon turns into an even livelier round at Belfast's Fibber McGee's, where the fiddler plays on four strings, 2 feet, and occasionally someone's shoulders. Golf, Fibber McGee's, Fiddler. Gulfibber Fiddler. An easy word to stumble over and an Ireland easy to stumble into. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com. Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fair continues. One of the top 10 most scenic train rides in the world, the Adirondack travels daily from New York City to Montreal. Travel is valid in either direction and for any stops along the route and is just $90 round trip now through April 28th. And up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half fare. Blackout dates apply. Reservations required a minimum of 3 days prior to travel. Subject to availability for travel Thursdays through Mondays. Other restrictions apply. Book exclusively at Amtrak.com. Tickets for the 2016 Tanglewood season are on sale now. Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony in the Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, presents classical music, jazz, the Boston Pops, and popular artists in a magnificent setting. For tickets and the full season schedule, please visit tanglewood.org or call 888-266-1200. That's tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're off on the road to Morocco.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have Brenda Sprague with me. She's on the line live from Washington, D.C., where she is the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Passport Services, and that comes under the auspices of the Bureau of Consular Affairs and the U.S. Department of State. For decades, in 1970s, 80s, 90s, if someone asks you what percentage of the population of the United States has a passport, if you gave the answer 15%, you'd be right. And when you look at how big the U.S. is, and you know, it's funny because I think about that all the time when somebody talks about, you know, something negative about the United States, and they'll compare it to some country that has a population of, you know, the size of a shoebox. And it's like, well, you know, we're just a tad bigger, so anything that's done elsewhere would be magnified in terms of size in the U.S. just because of our size and population size. But you go to Europe and everybody's got a passport. And that's because their countries are like states in the U.S., and for the most part, small states, like states along the East Coast, where the land masses are relatively small. And to go, if this were Europe, to go from New York to New Jersey to Connecticut to Massachusetts, you'd need a passport. You'd have a border crossing. You'd have something. The EU has kind of, you know, made it a little easier for people who live in Europe. But if you're an American or you're not carrying an EU passport, you're going in the line for, you don't belong here, let's check you out. And, you know, I was just talking with Brenda, who gave me this magnificent figure of the percentage of Americans who now have a passport. And what's this magic number, Brenda?
We say 38%. And it's about 125 million passports in circulation. And compare that, as recently as 1989, there were 7.9 million passports in circulation.
Wow. Well, you know, there's a few things at play here. Because even in the 1960s, a trip to Europe, an Asian, most people weren't doing Asia. I mean, pre-Nixon, most people weren't doing. There wasn't a whole lot of people that were into manufacturing might have been going to Japan and maybe some other places to where they had factories and things being processed and whatnot. Business, some business people might be going. The big action in international travel, leisure travel, was Europe. And until somewhere near the end of the 1960s, it was a trip for a millionaire. Nobody could afford to just pick up and go off to Europe. It just was outrageously expensive proposition. And it's amazing, you know, people talk about the economy and who's not making money and whatever, whatever. A trip to Europe is within the reach of anybody who wants to go, including a student, a backpacking student. And I think to a large degree, we have to thank the cruise industry, because in most cruises that sail out of, for the most part, Florida, I would put California probably second, and get seasonally out of places on the East Coast, because they sail to foreign destinations, whether it's the Bahamas or Bermuda or places in the Caribbean, Mexico. And in order to go on a cruise, you have to have a passport. And I think that's part of the reason, as well as this, you know, greater sense of curiosity. And you now have the children of people and the grandchildren of people who started really traveling in the 70s and 80s when airline fees became more affordable and people figured out how to do this reasonably and still be able to go and travel.
I think you're absolutely right. And, of course, right now we also have a very strong dollar, and I think that that is driving demand. And we at the State Department strongly encourage people to discover the world.
Yeah, I'm with you. And this business of the stronger dollar, oh, God bless it. You look at the euro. We just came back from Ireland barely a week ago. Hold on one second, because my husband is here and he's the genius in all things financial. What was the last conversion rate we got on the euro? $1.08.
Oh my. That is amazing.
It was what? Yeah, $1.08 bought a euro. Do you know that about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago maybe, it was $1.54?
Yes.
So that means that a hotel room that was 100 euros a couple of years ago was costing you $154. Today would be costing you $108. I mean, it's just, you know, you really can't afford to stay home.
I'm sure that the travel industry agrees with you on that one.
There's nothing like a strong dollar, you know, but the first time we went to Europe, well predates, of course, the euro. And it was a time when the dollar was amazingly strong. And there were four Deutschmarks to the dollar, four German marks to the dollar. And after that, it got to the point over the next 2 or 3 years that it was basically a dollar for a Deutschmark. It went from four, and then it went to three, then it went to 2.5, and then it went to two, and then it was one for one. So, you know, you were getting wrapped, but good. And I always look back and regret we didn't sell everything we owned and bought Deutschmarks, because that would have been the smart thing to do. But hey, but now you're right. Now is the time to go. And the dollar is stronger than it's ever been. There is more airlift around the world at better competitive rates on quality airlines. Don't risk your life with some dopey airline you've never heard of. Go with people with strong safety records and get up and go. But to do that, what do you have to do first, Brenda?
Well, the first thing you have to do is to check the expiration date on your current passport, if you have one. Make sure you've got 6 months at least and two visa pages. And if you've never had one, it's time to get one. And you need to have a certified birth certificate. You need to have a photo that meets our specifications. You need to have an identity document, a driver's license, or a student ID, but a driver's license, something issued by a government that proves your identity. You need to get yourself down to one of our acceptance agents. Most of them are post offices, but we also have libraries, clerks of court. You can find all of that on our website.
And the website is travel.state.gov.
And don't forget your check.
And don't forget your check. Thank you so much for joining us today. Stay with me, everybody. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.